Hello, my name is Courtney Hill Wilson, owner of Window of Heaven Acupuncture and Yoga. I am here today to share with you the second free meditation on the topic of self-love and appreciation. Today I present a meditation on forgiveness of the self. I invite you to enter into this with a gentle mindset. If this is the right moment for meditation, begin to transition. Find a quiet place where you can sit or lie down. Whatever type of position you are in, take the time to settle so you feel a certain power or flow of energy through the body. If there is anything even remotely uncomfortable, take the time now to change it. Feel the areas of your body that are connected to the earth or a chair or support. Allow the body to notice the sensations of slowing down. Imagine the parts of your body connected to a support as releasing and softening. Perhaps the heart rate is slowing or the speed of the breath. Maybe the length of inhalation or exhalation is adjusting. Notice how your body transitions and appreciate whatever level of transition the body is capable of right now, in this moment. When you feel ready, take a slow, long inhalation and follow it with a deliberate, easy exhalation. And then let the breath stay out of the body and experience the pause of the breath. Inhale at any point, but again, after the exhale, pause and let the pause linger and experience the stillness. Take this pause after every breath and begin to experience the sensations of the cells of the body calling for the breath. Make sure that you don't hold the breath too long so you are gasping. Only hold until you can easily flow into the next inhalation without any struggle. Take your time here. See what this pause at full emptiness makes you think of and what emotions may arise. Experience this profound level of stillness at the very bottom. On your next inhalation, return to normal breathing and let the breath move in the body in any comfortable, casual way it desires. Let it be fully free of controls. If there is any stiffness or fatigue in the face or shoulders, take a little wiggle and release the discomfort. Make sure you have cleared any agitation that may have sprung up from breathing in this specific way. Once the body is more settled, think back to the breathing technique and how your body responded. Fight the desire to criticize yourself if it immediately pops up, and instead give yourself 3 compliments in regard to your performance. Even if you've never done this before, start with the compliments. Now think about which areas were most challenging for you during the breathing technique. Maybe your seated position is challenging, maybe staying focused was challenging. Maybe it was hard not to fall asleep. Whatever those struggles were, take a full moment and forgive yourself for each part. Forgive yourself for not being perfect. Forgive yourself for not mastering this art of awareness and relaxation. It is very challenging work that no one is ever really supposed to master. We are just here to continue practicing and doing our best. Forgive yourself for all your very human flaws and see what it feels like to hear that you don't need to be perfect. Your unique being is perfect enough. Think back to your week to 3 points of struggle in any area of life. Perhaps it is something you muddled at work, or something rough you said to a loved one, or a wellness strategy that got moved to the back burner. Whatever that point of struggle, take a moment and forgive yourself. Let it be in the past. Take a moment and listen to this phrase. See how it feels in your body. I am doing my best. If an inner voice rose up and disagreed, gently press that voice to the side and listen again. I am doing my best. Think about what it would be like to say that to yourself right now and affirm that you work hard in your life to support lots of people. Even more so if you are in a point of struggle or pain, and any work is an effort. That work that you are doing, though it may be less than usual, is probably more than you want to be doing and more than you feel like you have the energy to complete. So now, even if it feels uncomfortable, say it to yourself and imagine believing it. I am doing my best. One more time. I am doing my best. If you are alone or capable of speaking this affirmation out loud, let it be fully spoken. I am doing my best. Feel the immediate lift in energy that pours through the body when the self feels loved, respected, and appreciated. Contemplate all the self-criticism that happens in your body on a daily basis and ask yourself how it is serving you. Is it making you more productive? Does it inspire you to be a better person or make you feel more hopeful? Notice the sensations in your body that creep in when you think about all of the ways that you verbally hurt yourself in a day. And then go back to that affirmation. I am doing my best. Repeat it in your mind several times and feel that rise of positive, inspiring energy. Imagine what you would be capable of if you forgave yourself for your struggles and honored your progress. You are doing your best every day. Before you rush back out into your world, take a moment in this quiet space and set an intention for how, in your unique and individual life, you can forgive yourself and love yourself all day long. What small step could you make? What small reminder could you give to yourself? Take a moment to commit to something very small, just until you go to bed tonight, as an experiment. Then begin to wiggle the body and stretch and slowly open the eyes, transitioning back into the outer world. Enter into your day gently. And remember, at any point, you have the opportunity to forgive yourself and love yourself.